welcome to episode 109 of Cracking the Spine. I'm the rhyme guy.
Okay.
What? I'm saying.
What are you, what?
Were you working on that line?
No, I just did it. I didn't even think about it.
Oh, wow.
It.
He's freestyling.
I was rapping.
He's scatting. Like that guy from Korn. Zing, dop, dum, dum,
dahina. You mean, what's his name?
Jonathan
Davis.
There you go. All right. God, they sucked.
That was a time period you had to be around to know.
No, you didn't.
It's okay.
Oh, no. Josh, did you listen to Korn?
I did not.
Josh, were you a Limp Bizkit guy?
No, I wasn't.
Did you go to Woodstock 99 and set people on fire?
You did, though, didn't you?
No, I went to Woodstock 94.
Oh, that was the good one.
That was the mud one.
Yeah, that was like the real Woodstock.
It wasn't good.
Green Day was there.
Yeah. They left during their set, like in the middle of their set.
They were super famous.
Yeah, I was there. I was there for that when they. Now, I don't want to talk
now,
about
it. Now, that one wasn't about Vietnam, right?
No.
94, we were out of Vietnam by then.
Yeah. I mean, like, we were opening factories there, but, like, we didn't have the boys weren't there. And we were just out of the Gulf.
Uncle Sam.
We just left the Persian Gulf forever.
Yeah, never to return. Never return
in a
10
folly
years.
This war.
Is a fascinating history lesson.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's what we're talking about today. History.
I saw Nine Inch Nails there and Jimmy Cliff.
Bow down before the one you serve.
Yeah, they sang that one.
I have the album. I know.
It's a good one. It was one of their hits.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It was called Head Like a Hole.
Yes. And also, your favorite band was there, Jane's Addiction.
What? They're one of my favorite bands, and they were not there. Point of Papyrus was there.
Same
thing?
Not
even close.
Why did you do this?
Because he
brought it up.
Because I have to kill time at this part because I don't read books, so I need to get my word count in for
the
podcast.
We're still going to ask you.
Yeah, but I'm not going to have read anything.
When we were leaving the fairgrounds, like, after the concert was over.
This dude's still talking about fucking...
Yeah, man. Once you're at Woodstock, you never really leave, man.
Yeah, I know.
The guy I went with, his name was Mike Moore, and he has since passed on.
Michael Moore?
No.
He's still alive.
Mike Moore. Well, as of the recording, who knows?
Yeah,
who knows? By the time we post it, by the time Podomatic gets us on iTunes, who knows?
Who knows?
Mike and I were driving, and we were like less than a mile away. And I remember distinctly, like, I was in the passenger seat of his Jeep, and he was like in the drive. He was driving, and we had this like big, like, beatific smile on our face.
Yeah, you're ready.
And he fucking rear-ended this Ford Explorer in front of us.
That's Woodstock, baby.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Why did he do that?
Because he wasn't paying attention.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because we were sleep deprived. And I would like to say it was because we were like...
acid.
We didn't touch a fucking substance that whole weekend.
Not even water?
Water was hard to come by.
I know. It was like...
You know what they had? They had a tent that was selling...
Jolt.
Nope.
Mountain Dew.
Next guess.
Mountain Dew.
Mellow Yellow.
94.
What the fuck is that? MTV?
1994. More guess.
I was like, is that like
Crystal Pepsi?
Oh,
they had
my
a Crystal
God.
Pepsi tent.
Oh, what a heaven!
They giving out free Crystal Pepsi?
No, $5 a cup.
Hey.
Yeah, that was when we went
in 1994.
That's pretty bad.
That's like $7 million today
in today's money. Yeah,
$7 million.
That's pre.
Per cup.
That's pre 2008.
That's pre Kylie Jenner. Is that her name, Kylie?
Yeah,
yeah, Kylie with
Minogue.
A Q U.
Yeah.
Josh, what are you reading?
Oh, man. Next.
Don't forget to take your book tonight.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to bring your book.
That's okay, but take this book so you can read books.
What book?
Okay.
Talk about with words, guys.
A Name, Wise Man's Fear.
Seriously? Yeah. We're still doing this?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
Because he's forgetting to take it with him.
Because
in 2 months.
Because
okay,
I am
it's
not...
Josh.
Yeah. I'm like glacial. I'm like persistent, never ending... But slow as fuck.
Go on.
Agreed.
I'm very white. Which is true. I am extremely white.
You don't have to show us. We can see.
They can't see it. I'm showing them at home.
Oh.
They can't okay. see. See?
Guys, listen real hard for
Guys,
the whiteness here.
Look for Josh's left arm.
I'm so white you can
listen
hear it.
Listen for it.
That's what I said.
Sounds like it's TV
no,
static.
You have to look for it.
No, you have to listen for his super white arm. It's a podcast, John. It's
you
a podcast.
So I'm going to read that. I really want to. I'm looking forward to reading the paperback version because it doesn't have so many pointy edges that hurt me. All when right, I,
you're done.
And the book you can is be done, and so the book is heavy.
Let him talk. He'll edit this out.
Yep. Next, who is next? Zane.
Guys, I read a book.
What was it?
Fuck you.
I read a book, and I started another book.
Jesus, we're back on everyone reading again.
I was hoping that I would have finished the second book by now, but okay. I didn't have enough time this week.
So what did you read?
I read Hex by, Thomas Old...
It sounds like you're making this up as
What's
you go along.
What's his last name?
Oh shit, Thomas
it
Old.
It starts with an H. I cannot remember the author's name. I'm sorry, you made a really disappointed face at me.
I super did not.
I was disappointed.
Disappointed. What is that?
The meme from what movie is? Oh, it's Hercules. Hercules: The Legendary Journeys.
No,
starring Kevin. Yes,
you're thinking of Mediocre from.
You're thinking of Mediocre.
No, I'm not. We'll come
it's
back.
It's Hercules.
We'll
come back. To
Anyway, Hex is about a town.
Kevin Klein in A Fish Called Wanda. Okay.
Oh.
He won an Oscar for it, so no reason you guys would remember it.
I
didn't read the book.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, right.
So Hex by Jonah Hex.
By Jonah Hex.
By Kevin Sorbo.
Is about a town that's been cursed by a witch.
Curse.
And I'd been wanting to read it for a while. And it was good. Yeah? I liked it. Yeah.
What kind of witch is it? Like what kind of witch are we talking about? Like a scary witch or like a
devil witch? Modern setting?
It is. It's a modern setting.
Okay.
Which I was surprised at because the description was very vague. It was just like, this town has been cursed by this witch. Sure. And I was like, yo, that sounds old timey as shit.
Okay.
I'll read that. And it takes place in a modern setting, which surprised me, but didn't make the book less enjoyable.
Not that it matters. I'm just curious because, I've run up against a couple of books that I've given up on recently. American, British, another country that it happens in.
The author is Danish.
Okay.
And he originally wrote this book and like set it in like a small town, like in Europe, and wrote it in his native language and everything. And then he is also an English speaker. And so when they wanted to publish it here, he like reset the book. Like he kind of back and like rewrote it. So it's set in like upstate New York, in a small town in upstate New York. And he actually ended up like he had to like redo some parts of the book because they didn't like there were some very
less windmills.
Yeah. Well like there were some very like Dutch things.
Witch said, all of your clogs are full of scorpions.
You know nothing about Denmark.
Windmills,
then,
tulips. Scorpions.
Scorpions.
Yeah, the band.
Take me to the Jamaica
tomorrow. All
right, sorry,
something. So I didn't realize that when I was reading the book because it doesn't read like a translated text. And there's like a whole thing in the back about how like he decided to like rewrite this story. And he was like, he was really proud of it because he was like, it's very rare that you get to like go back and like reconfigure a book like this.
Awesome. That's crazy.
It's really cool.
It's a lot of work.
And he was like, you know,
if you notice
like there's some things in the story that like are really like they're very European, like the way that like the town interacts and stuff, or like the things that they enjoy doing. But like, he was like, it's not necessarily like they're not necessarily American things, but they did also seem to suit.
Let's
like,
go
a
down
small
to the Five and Dime and put mayonnaise on our French fries.
I'm really happy with the way this conversation went because I feel like you weren't going to give us all of those details, and somehow me asking if the book takes place.
It just happened to be right. Something that I, like, he had a passage. Legit
having a conversation.
I know, there was a passage in the end of the book. That was the only reason that I knew this.
Guys, they're getting two shows right now. Come on.
Save it for the show, Josh.
Would you like to borrow it, Sean?
I think I would like to borrow it. Yeah.
Is it Hex, like, H-E-X?
Yes.
There's not, like, three X's?
No, that's there's not three book. X's.
No, you've watched that movie already, Josh.
Is it H-E-Q-U-E-S?
No. So, I read that book. I picked it up when we were on vacation, and I read
where
it.
Where did we go? Wait, where were we?
They went to California.
Me and Dan.
Oh.
Yeah, we Dan didn't get invited to this one.
It sounded like when you said we, it was like, you know,
when I was on vacation.
I'm working on it. Us getting back to Baldhead.
Oh, yeah. Josh wants to take us all.
I'm trying my best to get us back to Baldhead.
I thought we were going to London.
Yeah, it's not a vacation. It's like work.
It would be if Sean and I came. That's terrible high five.
I wasn't expecting it. Let's try again.
That was even
Josh,
worse.
Josh, edit in a fucking high five. Two high five.
All right, I'll put a high five right here. I'm editing it.
Sean and I are
one.
Completely incapable of producing a good high five.
True story.
Suck at high fives.
But I read that book in like 2 or 3 days.
Jesus. How long is it?
It's not very long, but it was really good. Like every time I put it down, I was like, I could keep reading that book. And then I just started a book called Hecla's Children.
Is that about the children of Hecla?
Right in front of me.
Heck books.
Right? By what the heck? What the James Brogdon.
No! It's me. Awesome. I can't fucking high five. I cannot high five.
It's your,
Sean's problem.
You gotta look at the elbow.
Jesus.
And this book is about... This book is English, I believe.
Nice.
And it's about a group of... Hikers, like Pikers? Teenagers, hikers.
Okay.
And three of them go missing and only one returns.
Yo, did I ever tell you about like this phenomena that like people are, it's not really a phenomena, but it's like a thing that like, and I think I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me slow down. It's a thing that like, there's like this like theory of like people who vanish. Who go hiking, like, there's always these, certain set of circumstances, not always, but, like, there's usually a certain set of circumstances, like, people go hiking, and, like, it's the last person in line, and then they find their body, like, miles away.
No, you've never told me about
this. It's, like, a thing. I think it's not aliens.
Okay.
It's definitely that they just get lost. But people believe it's, like aliens and shit.
Sasquatch.
Yeah. They think it's, like, supernatural. But people get fucking lost.
I mean, 100% it's Sasquatch.
You know, Zane's talking about a work of fiction, right?
I am also talking about that.
So, I'm pretty sure that...
Alley-oop.
That was kind of good.
I had to cut my hand just so to make a sound.
He's compensating for me.
like the LeBron James of high-fiving. I'm carrying
this
thing.
Like the Kevin Love.
I'm going to the Lakers, guys. Bye.
I'm saying.
So I'm pretty sure that this book is about like some sort of like ancient entity.
Yeah, aliens.
That was, I think, buried in the earth.
Like that sarcophagus they just
like
up?
A ley line.
Yes, and someone digs him up.
Okay.
And now he's like
really cool.
Looking for his body.
God, that's actually really cool.
All right.
That's kind of where I am in the story. I have no idea what happens from here. I'm not super duper far into it.
That's good. It's good to not know where it's going. Yeah. Because you're only still reading it.
Well, my guess
is... No, I'm agreeing with you.
Agreed.
My guess is those people died. They're dead. They're not coming back in the book.
Well...
Or they're going to come back as zombones.
I don't think they'll come back as zombies, but they already found...
No, they could show up.
They found one kid's leg attached to this body that they unearthed.
What?
And it was definitely
he's like a puppet.
Kid's leg.
Ew.
But it was like 3,000 years old.
Are they the
same? The leg had only gone missing like 10 years previous.
Like it was carbon dated and was like, yes. They only just lost it, but it's 3,000 years gone.
The kid had, he was a football star and he broke his ankle or
American
something.
Football
and they had to
or
put,
football? Football.
American.
I honestly, now I'm wondering if I made it up that this is set in Europe
somewhere. I'm not too worried.
It doesn't matter.
Right. So I don't know.
Okay.
But let's go with American football.
Okay.
It's a better one, yeah.
I really feel like they're British. Anyway. So like the leg that they dig up has like holes in the bone where like the pins would have been and shit when he broke his ankle.
But the metal's gone.
Well, yes. Also, like, the leg is very clearly, like, stitched on to the rest of this body. Like, the body is made up of other people's body parts.
Franken mummy, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Don't fuck with
it's
a Franken
It's kind of cool.
Mummy. What did they do with the metal?
It's too scary.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't gotten to that part
yet. Is he, like, a golem?
I don't know. I don't know what he is.
Is he a Dybbuk?
There's someone in the book who, like, worships him.
Dybbuk is a Jewish golem. Like a...
No, golem is a Jewish golem.
Yeah,
but it's that. Like, they keep them in boxes. Like, they keep them in, like, it's like a ghost.
Let's be careful.
Oh!
It's like a whole thing.
Yes.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
Anybody want to know what I'm reading?
Did you say, let's be careful? Because I'm talking about Jewish lore.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I guess I was done talking about books. Sean, what are you reading?
No, you go ahead. It felt...
I'm super done. I actually was done.
Yeah, she was.
That's why I that's,
just took the opportunity to be an asshole. I thought this was cracking the spine.
See that? Now Zane and I just high five and it sounded great.
Yeah, it was a fucking awesome high five. Yeah. Right in front of the microphone, too.
Fuck yeah, dude.
All right, so I finished
LeBron James.
I finished 1984.
I was participating in that.
How did that one end this time? Terribly?
You know what? I remember loving...
I feel like they're going to turn it around.
I remember loving 1984.
Yeah, it's not...
You were loving it last week.
And I was loving it last week. And I forgot that, like, in the second...
Yeah.
In the third act, it actually... It's not about depressing, because I knew it was depressing.
Yeah, but...
I know it's a downer. It gets really bogged down.
It's not my favorite,
there's a
honestly.
Part where it... I actually think it might be... I mean, this is a bold statement, and this may be a topic for another show. I think it might be the greatest novel of Western civilization.
It might be. I think, in my personal opinion, I think Brave New World is better.
I think Brave New World is a better read.
Yeah.
But I don't think you get 1984. I'm sorry. I don't think you get Brave New World without 1984.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, again, that might be a topic for another conversation for another.
That's our next week. Episode.
But like, it's when Winston gets the
Zedmore?
The book. No, Winston Smith in 1984.
Yeah, no, I
when
read
he gets
it.
The Emmanuel Goldstein book, and then you get to read Winston reading the book.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh man, this goes on way too long.
Yeah, it
long.
Takes forever.
And,
like, just finish the book already, Josh.
And, kinda, yeah. And, like...
Well, he's never read before. I mean, Jesus, just like me.
And I also feel like, maybe it's been a little bit muted by the fact that I know where it's going.
Yeah, it's old.
And also it's been a little bit muted by the, you know, gesticulates wildly at the world we live in.
Yeah, I also find that book, like, suffers from the time period it was written in where, like, it's very, like science fiction hasn't developed fully, like, how we kind of know it, you know? So there's very, like, high concept-y, like... things happening, but it reads old to me now.
It reads very old, but it also reads very, like, Orwell-lived fascism.
Right.
Not like, you know, we think that, and we're probably right, that we're seeing a rebirth of attempted fascism.
Yes.
But, like, Orwell lived...
It's called diet fascism.
He lived in
fascism
nations...
Light.
He lived in nations where the leaders were legitimately saying, we are fascist.
Yeah, they were fine
they,
with that.
They were a fascist party.
Yeah.
So, it was a little bit different, elevated... Anyway, finished it. Liked it, loved it, fine.
Six try it.
Let's go six try it.
Oh, fuck.
And then I read... the advanced reader copy, and Zane, I'm sorry, I meant to bring it to you tonight. I read and finished the new Grady Hendrix novel called We Sold Our Soul.
Ah!
I'm going to give it to Paige to give it to you tomorrow. I'm going to give it to Paige to give it to you tomorrow.
I want it.
It's called We Sold Our Soul.
What's it about?
It's about...
I want it.
It's about a woman who...
Does things. Sounds good. I'm going to read it.
Honestly, yeah. I actually...
Amazing.
I promised myself that even if I had given it to you tonight, Zane, I wasn't going to review the book or talk about my feelings on it.
Mm, why? Are there twisties in it?
I would like you to read it before I say anything else about it.
I want to read it!
It's
just like when you gave me The Girl with All the Gifts and you wouldn't tell me what it was about because you wanted me to have that moment.
Yes. It's Grady Hendrix who wrote, for listeners who do or don't remember, Grady Hendrix did Horror Store and
My Best Friend's Exorcism.
The superior follow-up, Best Friend's Exorcism. So this is his next book. It's called We Sold Our Soul. It's about metal. It's about 80s metal.
Oh, speed metal?
It's about 80s metal.
Metallica?
She's a metal guitarist. Mm-hmm. She's the lead character.
Ooh, it's a female protagonist?
Yes. And I will say, the only thing I will say about it is that every chapter name is the name of a metal song.
Okay.
Master of Puppets.
I believe that is one of them.
Ride the Lightning.
I actually think that's another one, too.
I'm picking all the ones everyone knows.
He digs. He does go into some deep cuts, but it's Grady Hendrix. It's female protagonist. It's the 80s.
You know what the best part about Grady Hendrix is?
He's got a cool name.
Whenever I get
his business card, which I have,
an advanced reader copy, I'm like, this book is amazing. I love it. And then when the book actually comes out, holy shit.
And Josh, you'll appreciate this. The design work on the book is done by Doogie Horner.
Doogie Horner. Yeah. I know Doogie Horner.
With Quirk Books, who did also...
is he friends with your best friend, Sam Sykes?
No, but I...
No, he's a Philly comedian. He was the one who was on... I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was at the show that we did at the comedy... What is it? Comedy Bang Bang? That's not the place. The place we did the show, he was there, and I talked to him, and I said I liked his book cover.
He's a funny guy.
He's pretty funny.
And he's a really good visual
I'm underplaying it because I overplayed my Sam Sykes card. Yeah, Doogie Horner is pretty cool.
Anyway, so I finished We Sold Our Souls, and then I started a book called Strange Ink, which was...
About octopuses.
No, it was about, I don't know, a guy who gets murdered, and then the murderers cut off his tattoos.
Oh.
And as he's dying, they forget to cut off one of his tattoos.
And it brings him back to life.
And a guy wakes up who has the tattoo they didn't cut off
stuck on his back. I guess.
Like a Frankenstein?
I don't know. I gave up because it was fucking boring.
It sounds like a...
It was Australian.
I feel like you're just
getting to the good part. It
sounds like they were like, what if we make our tattoo with... It's like a ghost tattoo.
That's honestly... That's exactly what I was reading.
Yeah,
like,
that's what it sounds like.
Here we go, mate.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Yeah. So then
Fun fact about Cracking the Spine hosts.
We can't.
No one
Australia.
Here can do an Australian it's, accent. Can, Josh got the closest to
the
that.
A's are longer, so you gotta go. I can do New Zealand better.
I need to practice.
Somebody took my baby.
I need to
hear go ate my baby.
I need to hear it before I can do it. If I hear it, I can do it. But
false. I've heard you try this way too many times.
New Zealand, everything ends with goes upward. Like you say Oz like this, and it talks like upward like this.
That's too coherent to be
New Zealand.
No, okay.
I ate this candy from New Zealand.
They're like Scots. Like, you can't understand anything
they
say.
Anyway, so then I just checked out a book from the library that Adam Sternberg recommended, author of The Blinds and the Spade Man series, called Mongrels, which I literally haven't started yet.
I have that book.
Okay.
Why did you go to the library? Just steal it from Zane.
I read that book on this show before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
You might like it more than I do.
It's not about a ghost tattoo,
is it? Do you know what it's
about?
No.
Oh, okay. Then
werewolves?
I don't know.
Wow, Zane. I want to play poker with you. You're very good at it.
All right, now that we're a half hour into the first segment.
I don't know.
Yay!
mate.
Oh, no.
It's Australian song.
No.
With the best Australian accent ever has been.
Nope. He lost it. It got even worse.
It's episode 100.
No.
Of Down Under.
No.
That's not a knife.
Oh, my
this
God.
Is Sean.
It's so
guys,
terrible.
It's my Australian accent.
That was really good.
It's awesome. If we tell you that it's really good, will you stop?
Yeah. I did some research.
We sat through it.
We sat through the whole thing. Yeah,
we should have recorded it because it would have helped.
We definitely shouldn't have, and we didn't.
It would have given me help. All right. Anyway, I'm Sean.
I'm Zane.
I'm Josh.
And we have a great listener suggestion once again from Amy Rhodes Miskovich.
Yeah.
Who has done some yeoman work on bringing us topics.
Yeah.
Is that like a sailor, a yeoman?
No, yeoman is the person who works in the field.
Oh.
Isn't that what that means? Isn't that what the word yeoman means?
I
know how to spell it, but I don't know how
what it is. Y-E-O-M-A-N.
Why, yeah.
Josh, look it up while I read the topic.
I don't have my phone, so I can't.
All right, so...
Oh, there it is.
Throw in the trash.
Like, why would you throw her... Don't throw her phone in the trash.
Because I'm sick and tired of this millennial bullshit. Zane looking at her Instagram.
My gram, I need it.
All right, so the topic tonight, guys, is book organization, a.k.a. home libraries.
Hmm.
How do you organize your books at home? By series? By favorite books? By Dewey Decimal System?
What?
Do you change your system when you move?
Fuck you, Dewey.
And then she said, thank you so much for the laughs. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
P.S. Podcast... number 105 got me through a root canal. Thanks so much.
Like, during the root canal, she was listening to
me? Did they not knock your ass out?
She didn't say
that. I would be like, you better knock me out, man.
Whatever. Episode 105, apparently, will get you through oral surgery.
Now, the real question is, what was episode 105 about?
I think we all remember that one.
Oh,
play the clip.
So well.
I'm not gonna edit the clip in here, so just from I remember.
When we were talking about that stuff,
root canals.
Good times.
Talking about the roots of teeth.
So wait, I have a question.
Uh huh.
Josh.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you organize your Skyrim library?
Oh,
because I know you are real hardcore into that.
I was gonna talk about this.
I wanna step in here to make sure that we're clear on the question, because you're referring, Zane, to Josh's character in the game of Skyrim.
Yes.
In his Skyrim home.
Yes.
Using the imaginary books of digital Skyrim.
They're real books.
They're not.
I mean they're digital books, but they're real writing.
Okay. Yeah.
Josh did this thing where he decided that he had to collect all of the books in Skyrim and put them in his library.
Yeah, I have a special house that is a bigger, like, my Whiterun house has a basement with a it's just a library. So it's a big wall that's just bookshelves.
So
covered with bookshelves, and it's books, the books are in
the
there.
The bookshelves are covered in bookshelves? Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So, do you organize the books in any
special
way?
I think they organize themselves into alphabetized. I think that's the way that this mod works. Because I followed a...
So, no. The answer is no.
No.
So, they're alphabetical. They're alphabetical.
By title? By author?
They don't have an author on it. It's just whoever.
Okay.
It's just by title. But my books in my real house...
Thank you. That's where I thought... Amy was going.
My suckier house.
It didn't seem like Amy was asking about Skyrim, Zane.
Well, to be fair to Zane and her terrible question that I also loved, I was going to talk about how I'm actually crazier in video games about organizing stuff than
I
am in real life.
Which is why I asked him this question.
She just got ahead of she. Zane just knows where I'm going.
Okay.
My real bookshelves aren't organized at all. They're just there. Some of them aren't even like in the shelf. They're on it. Like I set them there. I'm just like, here, there's a book.
Like laid down on.
Yeah, because if I read it or whatever, like I set it down or whatever, and it sits there.
I, for my part, had a gorgeous organization system.
Well, your library. I wish yours is big. You have a lot of things. You have like a room full of books.
I do, but I also have, I mean, I have four readers in my house. I have two kids, myself and my wife. My wife.
Oh, man, we get to do that again soon? Awesome.
Never right? Stop.
He's coming. Stopped. Yo, it's coming back, Sarah Palin. Also, what a fucking idiot she is. Anyway, so originally when we moved into where we are, and it's a great question of do you reorganize when you move? And Zane, I want to get back to that with you.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
And yeah. I feel like the answer to that question is yes, you have to.
I'll,
because, like, unless you move into the exact place that you left, you don't have a choice but to figure out a different organizational system. Anyway.
Yeah, I would also, yeah, I guess. But maybe you could just, like, just not organize it.
That's true.
I guess, which is, like, you're still organizing it in a shitty way, I guess.
So, in the room we call the library, which has...
Sorry, library.
Yeah, it's thank you. Part-time...
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 6-foot bookshelves.
That's a lot of math. That's like 2,400 bookshelves.
And
a lot of math if you sit here and do the math, Josh.
The way that it started was no. I had all of my God. This is insane. As I realize, I have to explain this.
Yeah, this is crazy because you got so many books,
and I organize them like I'm in a bookstore.
You'd be like a lord. Like 500 years ago, you'd be lordly with the amount of books you have.
So my mass market fiction books are organized alphabetically by author.
Oh my God!
On the top of the first shelf,
up top, like high up,
high up.
I'm explaining to them because you're doing.
Stacked
gesticulating.
They're stacked horizontally. Like, they're not... They
what?
Don't stand
oh
up. They
my
lay down.
God. Already.
Because
oh
you,
my God.
You get more space if you lay them down. Underneath that
is
my mass market nonfiction and my poetry section.
Okay.
Organized alphabetically by author. Below that are my collections of comic strips. So...
Strips?
Yes. I have the Complete Bloom County... Prior to when he went back to
rewriting. You have Hagar?
I have the complete Calvin and Hobbes.
Never heard of it.
I have 3 books of Pearls Before Swine, and I have 5 pop-up books, including 2 copies of Pop-Up Star Wars, because 1 year my wife and I gave it to each other as a gift.
So you got 2 of them, because marriage is binding contract.
Then to the next bookshelf to the right, top shelf... trade paperback nonfiction organized by subject.
Yeah, this is crazy. Did you know that we were going to have to do this today?
Next shelf. Next. That's
did you wake up today and think, oh, I'm going to have to listen to all this crazy
so
shit?
So that's Michael Palin. That's Elizabeth Wurzel.
Something like this
would happen. That's, who else is there? George Orwell. His essays, not his fiction.
The elephant one.
And then under that is trade paperback fiction by author.
Oh my God, dude.
And then below that is hardcover fiction by author.
You're not
going to
go through each bookshelf.
This is
like this,
crazy.
And then, no, I'm not. And then my other bookshelf, the big bookshelf, is all my coffee table books.
Oh, yeah.
Like
you,
all my...
You give good coffee table books, though.
Art of the Matrix, art of the Pixar movies.
Did you get the nudie books that you gave me for the nudies?
Nice.
No, I gave them to you.
You didn't
and
get them for yourself?
The other bookshelf is cookbooks and kids' books.
Okay.
Board books and picture books.
Okay.
So...
Like the golden... What do they call those golden binded ones? What are they? Golden books.
Little golden books. No. Figured no, it it's more like... the monster at the end of this book, or
the stinky
the day
cheese
the crayons
man.
Quit, or the stinky cheese man. Yeah,
that's a good one.
So yeah, I have a fucking. So that was this that was the organizational system.
I wasn't prepared for this
that existed when we moved in,
uh-huh.
But then
over the years,
I've continued to buy and collect books, so they just sort of get shoved in front.
Yeah, that's pretty much how
in
it,
order right. of when I get them,
when
and
you
when
set
I read
them down.
Them. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's like a geological.
Yes,
like it's a geology.
Yes,
like the farther you go,
yeah.
the later.
Like the ones on the bottom left behind
yeah.
are the ones I read the least.
Yeah,
yeah.
That would be my Chuck Palahniuk.
Wow, take that, Chuck Palahniuk.
Well, you know he's kind of shit the bed of late.
Wow, we are.
What is this? A Chuck Palahniuk? short story.
Well, you told me to stop talking about how I organized my book on the episode where we organize our books. No, you said, you said like 5 minutes ago, you were like, are you really going to explain how you organize your books?
No, I...
When the question
was worried that you were going to go through literally every shelf on literally every bookcase.
I mean, he took up 10 minutes. Okay. You said not to.
It's all right.
Yeah, we're God just, forbid I take up 10 minutes.
No, I'm glad. I'm glad you did. Because, like, I don't organize. Like, I used to be that way about music where I would, like, do it in a special. Like, I enjoyed it. It was, like, meditative, right? I would, like, be like, I'm going to do the year. Or right. I would do the month, even. I would get real crazy or whatever. And then I just didn't care about my life being organized. I just hit a wall and I was like, I don't care anymore about any of this bullshit. It doesn't mean anything. And then, like, with books, I never did that. But I know you, Zane, you did fun.
But also, I worked in bookstores
for
12 years of my life. Yeah. So, like, the idea of organizing them, it came naturally. Like, hardcover, paperback, by author, by genre. Like, that was how I saw it in my head.
I'm not kidding. This is a fascinating topic for me. I'm obsessed, not obsessed, but I'm fascinated with the way that people think about things in their mind. Like, a game that me and my friend used to play is how do you picture the TV channels in your head? And it was fascinating to me. Like, when you're going through the channels, and maybe not everybody does this. I think I talked about this before with Richard Feinstein. He talks about, like, people who can do different...
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do you visualize it? I always visualized it, like, on an angle going, like, three-dimensionally, like, going upward. But then you hit, like, 30, and it would, like, switch. Like, it would move in my mind.
You mean, like numerically?
Like numerically. Channels, yeah, like, yeah. How it would be three-dimensionally in a three-dimensional space.
It's 3, 6, 10... 29, 17.
In my head, it's like cable, right. Like the old cable from around this area. So it's always like MTV was 31 forever. So then it like switches out. It like move. It's like fucking weird why we do this. And like this is like a literal like three dimensional problem because books take up three dimensional space.
Right.
So like I think it's interesting that like the way that our brains work to figure things out.
And Zane, you created several different like organizational schemes that each one has been fascinating to me. Like in the last place where we used to record in the hot box,
you was never hot there. Uh-huh.
didn't you organize your books by color?
Yeah.
No, that was two houses
ago. That was the
But yes, I did. I don't know, something just grabbed me one day and I just wanted to organize everything
probably
by color.
A ghost.
And it was a huge ass ache to do.
Ass ache.
I've never heard that one.
Man.
That one was interesting because in order to find a book, you had to first remember what it
color.
Looked like.
Yeah, right. Yeah. See? Right? It's crazy.
And sometimes, like, the spine of a book is a different color than like, the prominent color on the cover that you remember it being.
That's albums, too, so, where you'd be like, what does it look like?
So, like, sometimes that was... Sometimes it was, like, a challenge. It was like, okay, I want to read this book, or I need to reference this book. Pretty sure it was blue. Right. And so you'd have to like go over to the blues and try to find it. It was kind of interesting.
And I don't remember, and I'm sure you had a scheme within your scheme, but like blue, was it tall to short, or mm-mm. was it just...
It was color. It was rainbow.
I believe I tried to do like...
If you had four blue books that had the same color...
Well, here's the thing. That did not happen.
It's like super
so I
impossible.
Basically tried to do like gradients.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like but did you go
that's
like
insane.
Did you go
in its own way. I don't mean you're insane. Same. And it's no less insane than the way I organized.
But I
my
tried
books.
To like I tried to
rainbow.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Yellow to red.
It was rainbow. And then I also ended up with an entire bookcase that was neutrals.
Like gray and
yeah, like brown. Which I ended up doing Topes. Like Topes. White through like the like through brown shades through to black.
Now where did that live? Is that before yellow to red?
It ended up going before.
Okay.
honestly,
it's like painting,
because I forgot to take that into account when I was organizing the books. And I was like, now I have all these leftover books that are like neutral and I want to organize them as well. So I ended up having to designate, and then like the shelf that it ended up being on was like to the left of everything, which okay. I feel like worked.
So this is fine. Super interesting. So that's two houses ago. What was the last house?
So the the last house was more.
Now you're not going to describe every shelf, are you?
Yes, I super duper am. God, so I let hope me start so. In the kitchen. No, it's
I'm
fine.
Sorry. I was looking at the shelf. I was actually perfect, looking.
It was the perfect high five to miss.
I was looking at looking at your shelf, and I actually was thinking
that's
how
cool. It's fine.
Awesome I, that shelf is. Josh, they can't see it.
Josh was trying to give me a high five, and I ignored him.
Yeah, this. That's how it happened.
That's definitely what it was.
So the last house was more grouped. Oh, this is going to be really hard to explain. I think that part of this show is going to be realizing that, like, the way that we group things in our brain is fucking crazy.
I told you! I just told you this!
I know, I
it's
know!
It's individual.
But, like, the thing is, it's amazing. Like, it makes sense it's amazing. To you, and then to have to justify it out loud,
it sounds
like
bananas.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, because our brains are
fucking
fucked up.
Crazy.
But think about, like I want to get real crazy. Like, this is why we fucking went to the moon. Like, this is why we are the biggest, most dangerous species
sure
on the
we
planet.
Went to the moon.
Fucking don't even fucking.
Yeah!
Yeah! Fuck you, Josh.
Fucking finally.
Worth the wait.
But this is why we're, like,
up,
so good at, like, everything is because we. This is. It's like a gift. It's like we're geniuses.
Oh, yes, God. A gift. That's, not at all
that
a virus.
Is not, honestly.
Well,
seriously,
what's the
not
difference?
Not how I thought Josh, of all people, was going to end that sentence. So,
I mean, it is a problem. We're crazy
okay,
monkeys.
All right, there we go. So the last house was the two houses ago was a studio apartment.
Right.
So all of my bookshelves were in a line.
Called the Love Hut.
Come called and knock on our door.
The Crap Shack. I'm sorry.
The Crap Shack.
The Butt Hut.
The butt
and the last house was like our first house.
The hot box.
The sure.
I farted in all the time.
You did. You farted there way more than
we
here.
We might have different definitions of hot box.
I think all three of us have different definitions of hot box.
Why the fuck did you get a high five on that?
I don't know.
Go on.
It's the high five episode.
So that the house was. The books were kind of organized by room.
Yeah. It was a little nonsense that
so,
one.
So, like, all of the cookbooks were in the kitchen.
Okay.
Duh.
That makes sense.
And then, like, the kitchen came through into the dining room and then, like, mm-hmm. through into the living room.
Yeah,
we
were all there, Zane.
Sat in the living room. So the books that I was most fond of and that I read the most frequently ended up in the living room where
okay.
I was most of the time.
Okay.
And similarly, like Dan's favorite books were in there. Dan has a favorite bookshelf.
How
as well.
To Sasquatch,
so all of
right?
His like beloved books,
who's
which
Dan?
Are mostly leather bound, were in his favorite bookcase. And my favorite books are in my favorite bookcase, blah, blah, blah. And then the reject books, the more reject books, like the books that we were less fond of or that we go to less frequently.
The Chuck Palahniuk's.
Were in the room where we used, yes, actually, we're in the room where we used to record the dining room. And
yeah.
then the super duper reject books were upstairs in the
upstairs
guest room.
Upstairs in my dumb room.
And then we also had all of the music books were on one bookshelf in the upstairs hallway.
I'm sorry, just to clarify for the listeners, is that sheet music, or is that books about, like, bands?
Yes.
Okay.
I cleared that
both
up.
Both of those things.
I got it. Now get the fucking answer.
Yeah.
Did you have this one? Did you have that sheet music?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So that one...
Kind of... Well, it's a problem when your house is bigger. Like, because I like... personally, I like when books are, like, together. I think they all need to be together in a one area, and I like it when it looks like that. You disagree.
See, actually, I think the problem with a bigger house is that all I want to do in a bigger house is put more books in it.
Right.
Like, a bigger house gives me the opportunity.
Doesn't seem like a problem
right.
to me.
No, it's not a problem.
I'm hearing what I said. I don't think it's a problem. What happens is the more space I get, the more books I acquire,
sure,
the more difficult it becomes to organize.
Well, you can, and yeah, also, you can't the more just di- like them. The more difficult yeah. it is to reorganize them,
right?
Which yes. I definitely found in the last house. Like it was like I should do something about this organization. That was like it's fine.
Like it's going to be it's totally going to fine. Be the only time I'm going to be able to reorganize the books that are currently in my house is when we finally admit that. The board books that our kids
they're too,
loved,
yeah, they're too
that they're too old for them, and yeah. we have to like.
Well, are you gonna get rid of them, or are you just gonna keep them for when your kids have kids?
Well, here's the thing. I would like to get rid of them. I would like to figure out the ones that we would keep, the ones that like the kids love the most, the ones that were the most important. But like, you don't understand. Like each one of my children has as many books as I have.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, so, like...
I mean, I've seen her. I mean, I've seen
oh,
it.
Like, been to... The, yeah, I've seen I it. Thought you were like, I can relate.
No, I know. No, he means he's like, been in my house.
I've seen the books. Yeah, like, yeah, I know. Like,
we have too many board books. And eventually, shortly, we will have too many picture books. Because, like, they're getting into chapter
I
books.
Know. Make your kids illiterate. Solve the problem.
Too late. Ren's already read... Ren finished the fourth Harry Potter
Ren's,
book.
Ren's very smart.
Thank you.
I think that she's probably the smartest little kid I know.
Well, thank you. I
to be fair, I know some real dummies.
I don't know what to say to either of those things other than thank you. And I hope the best for those other kids.
They're going to need it.
Oh, good.
Little kids are stupid as
yeah, no, a lot of kids are stupid.
Little kids
we
are
get it.
Dumb
we,
as fuck.
We all know.
Dude.
We've all met little kids.
God, they're so dumb. Some of them don't even know that they're supposed to go poop in a potty.
Those are the real dumb ones.
So, Zane, how have you organized your books in the new place?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It doesn't look like anything.
I don't want to talk about it.
No, I won't. Unless it, you don't really don't want
to. No, it's not like
to be fair. To be fair, but in my opinion, this is the finest looking setup you have.
Yes, you guys haven't seen any pictures of any of these places.
Yeah, we're just kind
of
describing.
I put some on Instagram. A lot of people from the podcast follow me on Instagram.
I mean, Zane has a lot of really cool little book cubbies in this place where she
I
lives.
I love
now.
Little
my cubbies. My house has a million. Built-in bookshelves.
That's a hyperbole?
It's not a million. It's like more like half a million.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I will take the under. But
also,
a fuck ton.
I feel like we should, to set the tone, I feel like we should talk about how your wife and Zane, who is your sister-in-law, live like vampires and they don't have lights.
Correct.
So it's like a 14th century...
Yes.
Torture chamber.
Oh, this is a good time to give my husband a hard time because he moved a lamp out of this room.
They act as though a 40-watt bulb is the brightest sunlight.
To never let him live that down.
Yeah. I think they use 10
I
waters.
Wanted more lights in this room, and my husband moved one out of the room.
Sometimes the lamp doesn't work right. I agree with that.
So anyway, what's the organizational scheme here, Zane?
The organizational scheme was as we unpacked them. Because we just moved recently and they really
like
haven't been
3 months
yet.
Ago.
However, some organization ended up happening because the bookshelves are kind of wonky and some are bigger than others. So certain books
so
only
you,
fit
you
on
put
certain
on
shelves.
Where they fit. Yeah.
Call it the
but then, like, we do have,
organization
we do
style.
Have like a J.K. Rowling shelf.
I have a question.
Okay, go on.
Do you have any hidden, like, panels where you can hide secret things? It looks like there is.
Objection. That question is not relevant to the conversation at hand.
I'll tell you later.
That's a yes.
And then there's, like, a mirror bookshelf on the other side that's, we put, like, all the leather-bound, like, the old antique leather-bound books up there. Or, like, any super fragile books.
Super fragile, callous,
and then bigger books ended
no,
up
books
going
about
on
glass blowing.
Bigger shelves, and there's more shelves upstairs that like some books would only fit on those shelves.
Okay,
so some of it was like where, like by necessity, where they fit.
Have you had to get rid of any books for the move?
That's funny. Do we ever get rid of books? No.
Are there
never.
Books still sitting in boxes?
No. All the books are unpacked. They're just not. Super duper organized.
Just Zane's underwear.
But I was recently
gross,
thinking that like some of these shelves
my sister-in-law
would be fun to do the colors again.
It would be, but oh my god, man. Plus, you need a light in here to see the colors. I don't know if you know how light works, but colors are light.
I was going
to
say, I don't know how color works. I can see it just fine.
With your, fine. You keep telling yourself that.
Fucking vampire eyes over here.
10-watt light bulb.
Meow. He's meowing.
10-watt light bulb? That's what, do you think this is a fucking solarium?
I would like one candle light. Like those, like, little Christmas light candle lights.
Turned the way down to flicker.
The dimmest.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of lights on in
and
here.
And I would like it put 100 yards over there, please.
My fragile vampire alabaster skin can't handle it.
Dude, you ain't never kidding about that shit.
It's, I enjoy it because I also am that way, but
I once put a 60-watt light bulb in my bedroom. And
dude,
in
your bedroom?
That's too bright.
Yeah. Where I like to see things.
It's too bright, dude.
It's way too bright.
I sit in the dark all day. Like, I just sit in the dark.
It's way too bright.
I don't...
No one needs that.
My room, my office, like, area has no windows.
Yeah.
I don't leave the lights on.
I have lots of windows.
Well, I'm saying I don't even get sunlight.
It's fucking 10:30 at night.
Okay.
Sorry, it's 11:11. Make a wish. Anyway.
I wish that we go to the next segment.
Me too! Welcome back to episode 109 of Cracking the Spine. I'm still Zane.
Sean. Whoops.
Sean.
Everyone else sucks. Yay! Yeah. Zane wins.
I feel like I had a 109 joke. Isn't it?
109. 409 is the
Formula 409.
Formula 409.
Yeah.
And it's a song.
I can't use that stuff, the Formula 409. I have a horrible allergic reaction to it.
So was it ammonia?
Yeah. But, like, there's another chemical in there.
Ammonia and
it burns
bleach.
Out my eyes and my nose.
You mix the bleach and the ammonia?
No, it's not.
My grandmother did that one time. She passed out.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that how you came in the world?
No, I never came in the world. That would be crazy.
Could you try?
I'm working on it.
I don't understand the pedantry going on here.
Anyway.
Facebook!
I have something to say.
Okay, go ahead.
That's a good Misfits song. Give us topics.
Okay. Also, Amy, give us more topics.
Yeah, seriously, Amy, you're on fire.
Yeah.
You're on fire.
Like and NBA Jacob, actually, jam. Jacob or Yakub or
Jakub.
Has been sending some good stuff, too, that we will get to in subsequent episodes. But Amy was better this week.
Whoa.
So, guys, get better.
It's like points. Nice.
This is the fucking burp cast?
No, that was a couple weeks ago.
That was 105. That's what 105 was.
No, I remembered. I remembered. Yeah. 105 was...
Definitely
you remembered by not looking it up.
Definitely not looking
it was the first
up.
The first lines one.
Oh, yeah. We talked about the Tale of Two Cities.
Yeah.
We talked about...
1984.
Moby Dick.
Yeah, I remembered, guys.
We talked
good
about...
Good job remembering.
Using my brain memory.
Your brain
and my
memory.
Spine memory.
That's where the memories are stored.
Your and my memory. Reptile brain.
We were just talking about that today.
Who was?
Me and Zane about reptile brain.
Yeah.
What was?
We were talking about the like visceral reaction you have when you see a bat.
Yeah.
Like when a bat takes flight and it's like near
scary.
You. Like, and even though you're not scared of bats, like your instinct is like, whoa, what the fuck is that thing?
Yeah.
It's flying.
That's how I feel about bugs. Like,
yeah,
like,
bugs. Yeah.
Like if I see an ant over there, I'm like, yo, there's an ant over there. If I find an ant crawling on my arm, I'm like, fuck it, get the fuck, what the fuck?
I dated a girl whose sister...
was an ant?
Threw up one time because there was an infestation of ants in the sink. Like, it was like summertime and there's ants everywhere.
Yeah, and they were just like tracking through.
She like threw up in
yeah,
the sink.
I would fucking...
She was so afraid.
I would fucking throw up over there.
It is crazy.
Not for fear, but like, that's gross.
It was crazy.
So I work... the company I work for now, we have a retail presence... You know, big retail place.
Sector?
Location?
We have, there's six stores.
Yeah.
And
they're going to find out where you are.
In all six, in all of the six stores, there are only two men that work there, myself and a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, a woman came into my store that works in another of our stores, and she was like, Sean, could you do me a favor? And I was like, yeah, what's going on, man? And she's like, could you go down to my store? There's a big black bug and I need you to kill it. And there's no other guys working today.
Why does the guy have to do it?
Because we kill bugs, man.
Like, I don't kill them.
I feel like it was kind of an instinctual reaction.
I killed
like,
a wasp the other day because I don't fuck with that shit. I'm not being near a wasp.
I don't know what this bug was, but I did eventually kill it.
Was it a water bug?
It was a flying bug. It was all black.
Oh my God.
And it was big. It was like
he's making the size of like what is that?
I don't know. What is that? Like 2.5 inches?
Yeah. It's like a really big bullet hole.
like a juice glass.
Like the opening of a juice glass.
It was that big all the way around?
Yeah. Are you sure that this was on Earth?
There's a big fucking bug.
That's a big bug.
Is it a horse fly?
It was slow. It might have been a horse fly. It was slow moving. Which led me to believe.
It led me to believe that
it was like inside for a long, like you know how flies are super incredibly annoying. Fast all the time unless they get slowed down by like just banging against the window over and over they and over again, and then they're super easy to kill.
We were just talking about bombers.
This is really weird. Yeah, we were just talking about
because I'm really good at killing flies because I'm a horse person.
Yeah, Zane was telling me how she, she was lying to me about how she's Daniel's son.
That's not what I said. But I am really good at killing flies.
She could catch them in her hand and just kill them.
That's not what I said.
She said she winked at a fly one time and it died. And I was like, that's fucking insane.
I think she said that was a guy.
Oh, and the guy, that it was murder.
Yeah, that sounds more likely.
Yeah. Not murder. It was...
attempted. Sex aside.
Death by cuteness.
Assisted suicide.
Oh, I mean sexiness.
Assisted suicide. He was ready to go. It was over.
He was ready. All he needed was that wink.
Facebook,
Twitter,
Instagram,
Reddit.
That's correct.
Oh. Instagram, motherfuckers.
Well, yeah, we're on Instagram. Oh, I meant to post something on Instagram today. Don't take a picture.
Shut up.
I got something to say. Stop taking a picture of me today. I look like shit.
Yeah, I look like shit too.
We all look great.
Well, good thing you're gonna put it on the internet. You fuck.
Fuck. Someone on the Reddit.
Okay.
Did a thing and generated a new link.
Oh, yeah.
For the RSS feed.
I heard about this.
Did you see this on the Reddit?
I did see that had happened.
Did you submit it?
No.
I didn't either.
I didn't.
But I asked him if it was like the same as the regular RSS feed, and he said no, it was different. So, but he said that he gave some solution for people, like for listeners.
That I remember seeing
as
there
well.
Was another
so
solution.
So check out the Reddit because people like our fucking brilliant listeners are on this shit. They're on top of it.
So much more so than the people were actually paying to fucking do it.
We're stupid.
It's incredible.
No, not us. We're fine.
Also, other people too. Oh, yeah. But not our listeners.
But
they're
feel
cool.
free to send bags of frozen urine to Podomatic. In San Francisco.
Frozen urine.
Yeah, because by
How
the time you get
it
there, it'll thaw.
Ew, man.
If you freeze it and put
Ew,
it in the mail.
Man.
You're not allowed to send that.
You can send anything in the mail.
No, you cannot.
Yes, you absolutely can.
No.
After Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear off, someone mailed to Mike Tyson a dozen pig's ears with postage adhered.
That's not pee.
No, it's fucking pig's ears. Rotting... organic flesh. Anyway.
I don't think you can do that.
Please
anyway,
mail,
go
please
on
mail
the Reddit.
Your urine. Oh, wait. I mean, Zane's thing.
I love when Zane gets so sick of our shit.
You mean
every
when Zane's
day.
Awake?
Remember when Zane had to spend all day with us in a small room? How did she do it?
I developed
We'll find out next week.
Skill that has haunted me to where I don't listen to the things
yeah,
that
sometimes
people say.
I have an actual question and you're ignoring me.
Yeah, I know. Like right now. Okay, goodbye.
Solid hour.
Check 'em out. Books. Check 'em out. At your library.
Part time.